This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I feel like a hairdresser saying this, but are you going anywhere nice in your holidays?
Where do you think I'm going?
That's a great question. Where is Padraig Wilson McCarthy going?
Where is the only place on this planet that I'd rather be?
Ibiza?
Actually, maybe. No, I'm not going to Ibiza. If I was going to Ibiza, I wouldn't be here for the show next week.
Should I still guess? Should I keep guessing?
No, I'm going to Cork.
Are you?
Obviously. Like, did you really not get that?
I really thought you were going to Ibiza.
No, for the weekend.
Oh, for the... No. Did I not say any...
Oh, I thought you meant for the weekend.
Oh, no, I just...
For the bank
holiday. Like, this summer. Like.
I'm going to pop down for dinner and I'm going to be back up again. The summer, I've no holiday plans.
Have you not?
No, I've got a wedding in July and I've got a wedding in Rome in August.
Savage.
So I might make a little small trip over the one in Rome.
Unreal. Where's the one in July?
The one in July... Where do you think?
Cork.
Yeah.
I'm
really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I have no holidays booked and I usually would have something sorted by now, but I think I'm going to wait until September.
Oh, my favourite thing on today's show was we had a caller on and Patrick was just like...
Well, we were talking about places. You were talking about me and everything.
Yeah, and I was just like... And Patrick just went, have you ever been to Cork? And she was like, yeah, I have.
Out of nowhere.
And he goes, it's great, isn't it?
I was expecting her to give me some gusto, you know?
Oh, I loved it so, you
know,
much.
I assumed she knew by my accent where I was from. You know, she gave me nothing.
If you've been to Cork yet?
The Cork Tourism Board is going to be like, this man needs to be paid in seven figures.
Okay, enjoy the show. It was back to normal today. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. Enjoy it.
Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? 3 minutes past seven on the 2nd of April, should I say, 2026. Emma, Dave and Fiona, but it's Dave and Padraig. We are back to normal.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank God for that.
Are you glad to see me?
Yeah, I am.
I missed you.
I missed you loads.
I missed you more.
It's all back to normal.
It's back
now.
To normal
well,
now.
Well, kind of. But what was I going to say? Are you into this whole, what is it called? Artemis 2?
I've only seen it since I've woken up this morning. I didn't even know it was happening.
Did you not?
No, not really.
I said one of the oldest things I've ever said yesterday in my house. So I was like, oh, it's 6 o'clock, turn the news on. Because I wanted to see what was going on with it.
Yeah, okay.
But I had quite a long day yesterday, so that by 10 o'clock I was like, I can't wait.
What time was it launching?
I think at like 11 or 11, 5 to 12.
And what's the point in it?
I don't know.
It's not landing on the moon, like,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. I thought it was, but it's not. It's just doing a loop around it. But it's going to be like the farthest humans have ever travelled.
Oh, really?
Like a manned mission.
Okay, crazy. Is there people in it?
Yes. So there's like three astronauts, four maybe, and they're going to go up and they're going to go around the moon and they're going to come back. So they're going
to
go...
I mean, it sounds like a wasted journey to me.
A little bit. You think
you just hop off, like...
That's what I...
They did it in the 60s, you know?
Yeah, well, see...
But did they? Conspiracy theorists would say they didn't.
I don't know if there's any reason for them to get off, but I think it's...
There's nothing there, like...
Yeah, there's not much going on.
Yeah, there's not.
But I think they're just basically seeing, because it's all new technology.
Okay.
They're basically just seeing, is it possible?
Okay, I get you.
That's what the whole point
is. I get you.
They're going up and they're going around and going, yeah, it's possible for us to land on the moon. But I think this mission is literally just a... Will we see if we can?
Yeah. Let's put the crash dummies up, like...
Yeah, with this new technology.
Rather than me.
So I was getting, like, Sky News notifications yesterday and being like, astronauts say goodbye to their family. I'm like, mother of God, that's...
Oh, my God, that's grim.
Not putting a lot of faith in them, like...
No.
You know what I mean? Even though, to be fair, it wouldn't be their fault if anything went wrong. But... I love
that you're getting live updates of this.
I know.
It's such a nerdy thing to do.
I know, I'm such a nerdy guy. But this, I just went back on Sky News for the launch. And, you know, the whole, like, T-minus 10 seconds to launch or whatever. And it's just so cool.
It's thrilling.
It's so cool. From the Kennedy Space Center, I'm pretty sure it took off, which my mom and dad were on holidays in America during the summer. And a rocket went off and they were so excited to see it. So they were like, right, takes off in 2 hours. So we'll just go for an hour nap. They slept through it.
Oh, you're joking.
They woke up to...
You're kidding me. Did they actually hear it?
Yeah, the room
shaking.
Oh my
God, that's mad.
And they were like, ah. Oh,
and had they gone there particularly to go and see?
No, they hadn't seen it. No, they were there for a wedding. But yeah, it's definitely something I'd love to see one day. I'd just love to see a rocket flying through the air. I think that'd be the coolest thing in the world. Although as soon as you look up, you probably go, yeah, it's just like a plane.
Yeah, and also a rocket with good intentions, please.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Not a badly intended rocket.
Please.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number 1 Hit Music Station.
This is Fully Charged, 11 minutes past 7. Good morning. It's Dave and Patrick with you hanging out. And if you missed yesterday's show, it was crazy. April Fool's Dave, where myself, Dave Hammond from Spin, Dave Duke from iRadio, and Dave Moore from Today FM all did a show together right here on Spin. You can check it out on Fully Charged Recharge wherever you get your podcasts.
It did sound like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Did. But I'm glad you're back now.
I'm glad to be back.
But the whole point of it was like so you could have a day off.
And you know what? I had a great day.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a lovely day. Got up yesterday morning at my leisure. I actually had hot porridge for the first time in about 2 weeks because I had the time to cook my breakfast.
Very nice.
Rather than my overnight oats, you know. Mm-hmm. I actually had a free coffee token. You know that when you use the Squid Loyalty app and you get your free coffee?
I've never used it, but yeah.
You're ridiculous. Get on it. Get on it. I had a free coffee. And the reason I suppose I wasn't in, you never really asked me why I wasn't here.
Yeah, I didn't
and
actually.
The reason
I
was,
it wasn't on any of my business.
I suppose I'll expose myself here now, right?
Yeah.
I had a voucher for a Thai massage, okay?
As it is like a Thailand massage or for your thighs?
A Thailand massage.
Oh, right, okay.
Done by people from Thailand.
So you weren't giving the massage, you were getting a massage.
I was getting a massage, and I'll tell you now, right, what happened was I had this voucher for ages and it was out of date on the 31st of March.
Okay.
So I rang them a few weeks ago and I was like, I need to book in, and they were like, we don't have any availability, but we will honour it on the 1st of April. And I was like, thank you so much, I'll take whatever slot you have.
Oh my God.
Right? So I wasn't wasting the voucher at all, you know?
Do you know,
so,
I kind of get that.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, it was a gift, yeah. And like someone went out of their way and they paid for it, and I wasn't going to be paying for it. It was something free.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, I'm not going to waste it. But let me tell you, it was my first time having a Thai massage, and what an experience it was. Wow. I'm going to have to talk you through it, right?
Wow.
So I arrived to this place and I go in, right? And I'm sitting in this waiting room and I'm kind of like, I don't really know what the vibe is here, you know? I've never had one before, so I didn't really know what to expect. I've been to like spas and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
You know? Where like you go in and you're in a robe and stuff, but I was just in this room.
It was very, what was it like? Was it with like a relaxing room?
It was relaxing. Yeah, there was relaxing music. There was lots of like candles lighting, okay. That kind of thing. There was, but what kind of sent me first and foremost was there was a sign on the wall that said, this is just a massage parlor.
Stop it.
No extras. And I was like, okay, that sent me into orbit.
Oh
then,
my God.
Right? That sent me into orbit.
Are you joking?
So I was immediately trying to like overcompensate. So I tried to ham up the game, right? Because I didn't want this woman to feel uncomfortable. So I'm like
telling,
your hair is stunning. You're looking fantastic, honey. You better slay him on my work.
Oh
right?
My God.
I'm overcompensating. I'm already off to like an awful
not you.
Start. No, not at all, right? I'm just pulling out anything that I've ever heard on RuPaul's Drag Race, right? So she brings me up. She already thinks I'm a freak, right? She brings me up to the room and I go into the room and I'm like on the bed and she doesn't tell me what to do. And as I said, I'd never had one before, so I didn't know what I was meant to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to strip off. I assumed I was meant to take my clothes off, but I didn't want to strip off in case she called the guards. So I just sat on the bed fully clothed for like 10 minutes and then she came in and she was like, you need to take your clothes off. And I was like, okay, no problem, I will do that, no problem. So I did that anyway, got on the bed, and that's when the assault started.
Oh, go on.
Right, she kicked me around the room. She'd asked me, she was like, do you want strong or medium pressure? I was like, is there an option for light? Right, she's like, no, strong or medium. I was like, go with medium. Right.
Oh, I always ask for strong. I like them to dig in.
Well, this woman, her medium was like the most pain I've ever felt in my life.
Jesus.
At one point, right, she's on all fours on top of me. Her knees are in the back of my legs and she's digging into my back. And at another point, I'm lying on my belly, my legs are behind my head and my feet are crossed.
Yeah.
And she's pushing the soles of my feet into the back of my, like trying to get them to the back of my, I look like a rotisserie chicken. Right? It was so painful. Like, honestly, so painful. So I went in, that was fine. Obviously, I had the voucher, which is why I went in there in the first place. Went in to pay, forgot the voucher.
Oh my God.
Right? So actually, Dave, I had to pay for it, so it could have just went next week. So I missed out on yesterday for absolutely no reason at all.
Fantastic.
And I'm not going to lie, I don't feel any better. My shoulders are in an awful way.
I have so many questions. I'm also like, what time was this at?
Well, it was originally booked for 9 in the morning, which is why I couldn't be in here. But she actually rang me the day before and she said she's going to have to change the time. I was like, no problem. What time do you want me at? And she's like, 2. I was like, okay. So, I was like, do you know what? Just go with it. So it's too late.
The need for April Fool's Day was nil.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nil.
But you were getting so excited. I could see you're like a puppy. I was
like,
I'm not going to be like,
I can come in.
I didn't want to take it off yet. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to leave him have the one day.
I can only appreciate
So I got a massage and you got a show out of it?
Brilliant. Well done.
Highly recommend the massage, by the way.
Do you?
Well, we'll see.
Remember the other day, Patrick, I was telling you that I went on a bit of an adventure with my housemates to find a jar.
Yeah, it was riveting.
It was riveting. It was one of those kind of silly little moments back in your house where you're like, oh, will we all go?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's no need for 3 people to go get a jar. Do you know what I mean?
You told us about that on the show on Tuesday, and then after work on Tuesday, I was inspired. I went round 3 shops to find a jar. 4 mini eggs, no jars.
No jars?
No jars anywhere that I tried. 3 shops in the Omni shopping centre.
Oh my God.
Dave,
nothing.
I think that makes you an influencer.
You're a jar influencer.
I think you're an influencer now.
That's fantastic. Okay, so basically where you need to go is Dunn's in Nutgrove, which is where we went for the original jar.
Yes.
But we arrive on the Tuesday or Monday, closed. And we're like, what are we going to do? So we went to the range and we got a Kilner jar, like one of those really, really nice jars.
They're proper hardcore. Yeah, you're not breaking those, like.
No, they're really, really nice. And basically, the reason being is that we're kind of obsessed with mini eggs in my house.
I've noticed that.
Like, we've done a lot of things in our house. Like, say, for example, just for a few examples, when myself and one of my housemates went to Lanzarote on holidays, we brought our other housemate back €50 worth of tat and gave her a present every month for about 2 years.
Okay, right.
We've also kind of done things like done up the garden and but like made it cool and made it, you know, whatever. Or we buy a very specific themed magnet for the fridge every time one of us is on holidays.
We do
weird things.
Your housemates also put Daniel O'Donnell stuff all over your car.
Exactly. There's Daniel O'Donnell.
Nothing weird about Daniel O'Donnell
on my car. So we're just kind of that house.
How are you feeling that mini egg season is drawing to a close?
Well, see, let me tell you. Okay, so we decided yesterday to go on another adventure. What we realised we needed was bowls, which we could have got when we were getting the jar, but we didn't. So we said, well, we'll be going on another adventure.
Now, what do you want the bowls for?
To eat dinner.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to fill it with more mini eggs.
No. So we already have the Kilner jar for that, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
But we did need more bowls.
See, from what I know of you, for the month of April, I'd imagine that you and your housemates just eat bowls of mini eggs for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
It would be fair enough to think that. But no, we just wanted normal bowls for normal dinner.
Okay.
Because there's 5 of us that live in the house and there's only 4 bowls.
Yeah.
Which is a us-coded thing.
Yeah. Dave, and if you break one,
Dave also seems like the type that would use a bowl and then just throw it away.
I would imagine.
Yeah. I would love that. Yeah. Honestly, paper plates and paper bowls are my dream.
Yeah, okay.
No washing up would be class. Straight in the bin.
Yeah. You should bring your dirty dishes in here and use the office instead.
Actually not a bad shout. Anyway, so we went on an adventure to find bowls. We went to that Dunn's in Nutgrove, which was open by the time we were going this time. They didn't have any bowls that we wanted, but they did have the jar, but we'd already got the Kilner jar.
Yeah, so you didn't need.
Anyway, so we went across to Home Stormmore and there was any number of bowls and not one of them did we all like. Not
you couldn't agree on the bowl?
No, we all agreed that all these bowls were
okay.
Not
okay, I thought you all had a favourite.
So what we're wanting is quite a deep base.
Right.
Quite a very, very large rim. So that you can all stack them on top of each other, but it's enough that you could fill a Fit Foods.
Like, have you had a look at the ones here?
They are nice, but I feel like the CCTV after the new office window can't be taken any here. Do you know what I mean?
So we
are all kind of like disappointed looking up at about 100 bowls in Home Somewhere. We're going, it's just not for us.
There was no bowls
for us.
See, I'm very particular about a bowl as well.
Yeah.
I have a bowl in my house that's my bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if someone else has it and is using it, I'll be irate.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird because I don't get like angry about things, but then I do about silly things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm totally with you.
Or like I'm like, how dare you? Also, it's like, if you are going to use the bowl, just respectfully wash it straight away.
Please.
So I don't have to wait. If they're eating when I'm meant to be eating, I will wait until the bowl is ready.
I couldn't agree more. But we didn't, as I said, there was no bowls in any of the shops that we
went to. So what did you do? Someone had to eat off their hands last night.
Well, what we did was we went to Tesco.
Is there any shop in the south side you didn't get to yesterday?
No, but we didn't go to Tesco for bowls. We went for more mini eggs.
Okay. Right. Okay, side quest.
So we realised while in the car to Nutgrove that I've never checked my Tesco app for vouchers. Oh. I had €20 of vouchers.
You're kidding me.
Free mini eggs.
So I got a free 1 kilo of mini eggs.
Unbelievable.
And then Ben got another kilo of mini eggs. We've got 3.5 kilos of mini eggs in my house.
Which should do you until about next Wednesday.
Honestly, we already had a kilo in the Kilner jar. So we just kind of filled that up to the very, very top. And you can check out the gorgeous picture of a jar full of mini eggs.
It's impressive.
On my Instagram at Mr. David Hammond. And it's just the most beautiful thing.
Do you know, a couple of people have mentioned mini eggs to me over the last couple of days. And they're like, oh, have you seen them anywhere? Like, there's a scarcity of mini eggs going on. They're all in your gaff.
In Dave's house.
They're all in your gaff. Every single one of them.
Got to talk about IKEA because we got a €200 voucher to give you every single day this week. Spend at IKEA, as we're reminding you that they're a lot closer than you think, especially for one producer Callum, because my God, I think you can walk to IKEA.
I have the ultimate flex. I live in Santry and it's about a 30 minute walk from my apartment to IKEA Ballymun, and honestly I have done it so many times, but I've never walked back.
I was just going to... That's exactly what I was going to say. You must bus it back. There's no way you can leave there with your hands hanging.
It's always a taxi, because the buses are ridiculous. I'd have to get the bus from IKEA to Ballymun and then Ballymun into Santry.
Do you remember the old 40 bus? I think the old 40 bus went to IKEA. I just remember as a kid going to IKEA with Granny.
Yeah, the 140 did as well.
I know the 140 did, but I didn't know if it was the 40 as well. Because I know the 40 went to Finglas, but I was like, I'm pretty sure it stopped at IKEA because we got it. We went to IKEA, we got dropped, but then we had so much stuff, we were like, we wouldn't fit in a car, so we had to get the bus back to Finglas. And I had the best time
ever.
If
they did an orbital bus that just stopped at IKEA and like dropped you off around Dublin, it would be the busiest bus on
the 140
road.
Used to, didn't it? The 140 used
They're missing
to
a trick.
Rat Mines all the way to IKEA.
Everywhere, the IKEA shuttle bus. But like I've gone specifically because in their like cafe department, you can get like frozen pastries, like the frozen cinnamon rolls.
Oh yeah.
I've gone specifically for those and then ended up coming back with the bus.
You went for dinner a couple of months ago in IKEA. Did you bring Linda or what did you do?
I just went on my own.
You just went on your own. I love that.
I think that's brilliant. And it's cheap as chips as well. Isn't it?
So good.
And you know what the best thing, well, not the best thing,
it's
about
the only
IKEA.
Person who'd use a €200 voucher at the canteen.
I'm meatballs alone and a sausage dog. If you like, not that you'd ever be bored in there, but you can just pop into Decathlon as well across the way.
Oh yeah, that's a good shout as well. €200 to spend with IKEA. Rachel's on to play. Hi Rachel.
Hi, how's things?
Not too bad at all. Thank you for listening to Spin. What are you up to this morning?
Just driving for a doctor's appointment.
Oh, I had a doctor's appointment yesterday.
Don't get him going, Rachel.
It went very well. I got my bloods done, Rachel, because I'm the bravest boy ever.
And he got a sticker as well to say he's the best boy.
And a lollipop as well. And the doctor was so nice that he turned me upside down for my blood test because I said I was a little bit nervous.
Stop.
He opened the window and he just was like, are you okay? Is everything all right? And I was like, I am living life.
Hey, okay.
Yes, thank you.
Good.
Rachel, I hope all is well in your world. And what are you at for the rest of the day then?
I have the day off. So I'm going to go do a bit of shopping.
Fantastic. Food shopping, maybe clothes shopping. What's the vibe?
Trying to get a wedding dress. Well, not for me, like a dress for a wedding.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay. A dress to go to a
guest
wedding.
A dress.
Yeah.
I would suggest white.
I would not, Rachel, by the way. As someone who's been to about 40 weddings in the last year or so. Steer clear.
All right, Rachel.
It depends who's getting married, though.
Yeah, if you hate her.
Yeah, if you hate her.
Rachel.
No, don't listen to us.
Welcome on in. We want you to win €200 with IKEA. Basically, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and Padraig is going to ask you locations, okay? He's going to give you two locations, basically, for example, the Spire and Sydney Opera House. You have to tell us which one of those locations is closer to IKEA Ballymun, okay? You have to get three correct in 30 seconds. Does that sound like something you could do?
Maybe, yeah. We'll give it a go.
Not a bother.
I'm waiting for the day we get a geography teacher on this and they'd be like, yeah, I can do this. Yeah. No bother. It would be fantastic. But I would find this so difficult. All right, Rachel, the best of luck. 30 seconds on the clock. You got to tell us which one is closer to IKEA Ballymun. Here we go.
Okay, Rachel, York or New York?
York.
Well done. Golden Gate Bridge or Tower Bridge?
Golden Gate Bridge.
Leaning Tower of Pisa or the White House?
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Okay, let's go with Golden Gate Bridge or Tower Bridge again.
Tower Gate Bridge.
Well done, Rachel. Rachel. You're going to IKEA.
Congratulations, Rachel. A 200 euro IKEA voucher on the way to you. Have a fantastic day. Best of luck in the doctor.
Cheers. Thanks, Dad.
Bye, Rachel.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Good luck, good luck, good luck. For your chance to win 200 euro with IKEA, we got one more voucher up for grabs. And we're going to do that after 9 o'clock tomorrow because a lot of people are off tomorrow. So just in case you're still in bed by 7 or 8, we'll do it at 9.
Yeah, we'll wait for you.
Yeah, we'll wait for you. Just because we're so nice. Morning, 7 minutes to 8.
Did you get caught out at all yesterday for April Fool's Day?
No, not really. I was looking at some people who did, though. I know my friend Joe, his missus basically tricked him into thinking that Ireland actually did qualify for the World Cup. She changed the background on his phone to, like, pretend notifications of RTE being,
oh,
like,
my God, that's brilliant.
Ireland given a second chance. Oh. And then she also, like, got his mates to pretend to screenshot Troy Parrott's Instagram and send it to Joe, and it was basically like, we get a second chance, can't wait to represent Ireland or whatever, as if it was Troy's Instagram. She went through so much detail. That's really bad actually. It's not even a prank at some point. Just playing with emotions.
It totally is. Anything I saw online, I believed for at least a half an hour yesterday.
Same.
Yeah, everything. And like a lot of it was AI slop, like, and I saw one of like the River Liffey being drained, and I was like, no way, that's mad.
I saw the one where it was like they're making a new roller coaster at Emerald Park and they're calling it The Hurl.
Yeah.
And I was like, because of hurling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Hurl, as in getting sick. I was like, that's genius. Then I was like, oh, it's April Fool's.
And there's also this one that's been going around for years, and I got caught again yesterday. Someone texted me being like, did you mean to post that on your story?
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I tell you, the sweat started forming on my forehead, and I had nothing to post that would have been bad.
I jumped off
on Instagram straight away, and I was like, I cannot believe that I got caught with this for the 10th year in a row.
Yeah.
It's chronic. I will say I'm relieved it's all over.
Yeah, I don't really like it. It ends at 12 o'clock in the day or something.
Yeah.
I think that was just teachers saying that in school, be like, yeah, this has to end.
Oh, I can confirm.
Yeah.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
All right, 5 to 8, and Alex has your traffic news. What's going on?
Morning, guys. Well, there's a delay on the N3 inbound, just passing Clonsilla. It's also solid on the N4 inbound between Lucan and the M50. The Phipps Road inbound is busy from Hart's Corner to Doyle's Corner. St. John's Road inbound is slow from the Underground Car Park to the Quays. And the Dromartin Link Road inbound is busy between the M50 and the Beacon.
Thanks, Alex. The Girly Quiz is where Emma and Fiona quiz me on all things girly. But thankfully they're not here, so I'm taking a couple of weeks off. It's Padraig's final girly quiz, and we're going to do it after 8:30 this morning.
1038 Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hey, good morning. 8:04. You're with Dave and Padraig on Spins Fully Charged. What's going on?
Would your family exchange Easter eggs with each other now for Easter?
They wouldn't. No, not really. Like, the Easter bunny would come, but then we wouldn't give each other, like Christmas, like Santa would come.
Yeah,
but
same here.
Like, my parents wouldn't give us gifts for Christmas. Santa would come, or the Easter bunny would give.
No,
wouldn't give us Easter eggs.
I'm the same.
You know what I mean?
Told mine to just start giving me, like, if you want to buy me something, just give me the cash equivalent of the egg.
Oh.
Yeah, it makes way more sense if you think about it, right? Because the egg is arguably the worst part.
Yeah.
Right?
We wouldn't get each other, like, would you get one for your siblings or anything?
I have done in the past, we've agreed not to this year.
Okay.
But I'm like, if you want to give me anything, give me the money, and then I'll just buy loads of the chocolate bars because that's the best bit.
And also, give you the money because then they'll all go on sale.
Exactly, and you can fleece the place afterwards.
Unbelievable.
It's just like Christmas. My mom buys all her Christmas decorations in January.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Did you do like a little, because when we were younger, the Easter Bunny used to leave tiny little eggs around the garden.
Yeah.
We'd have to go search around the garden for them.
Yeah,
did you do that as well?
Yeah, we did that.
I got such a thrill out of that.
I still get to do it because I go home for Easter. My niece and nephew are there.
Oh, brilliant.
But I guess I do have to remind myself that, you know, sometimes it's about the kids.
Yeah.
And they can go first. And I'm not going to knock the kids out of the way.
Just because you can see the eggs.
For a little bit of I know where they are. You see, all the hiding places in my house are the ones that I probably would have done as a child as well. The Easter Bunny needs to start thinking outside the box.
Yes, very clever.
You know?
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky. All right, let's see if we can give away 1,000 euro today if someone answers 10 questions correct. or tops the leaderboard. Niall Horan tickets up for grabs. Let's talk to Michaela. How are you, Michaela?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What are you up to for the day?
I'm just on my way to work.
What do you do?
I'm an environmental scientist.
Environmental scientist.
You get a lot of very clever people on this game.
Yeah, you do, in fairness.
Well, I'm
you
not know? Sure.
Well, we wait and see.
You work for, if you were in the Simpsons movie, EPA.
EPA!
Environmental Protection Agency, kind of thing. Okay, cool. So what is it that you do, Michaela? Like, what is it that you do in the world?
I mostly write reports.
Okay, about?
The environment, obviously.
About
the environment.
But like, okay, how is the environment? Are we doing well?
Oh, don't ask her that.
We're doing well. I do like, if there's going to be a big construction, what effects will it have on the environment?
Oh, very important, actually.
Yeah. Like a big building?
Yeah, like a big building or like a road.
So like if the animals around it, is it going to be okay and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant, Michaela.
That's kind of a cute job, isn't it?
That's pretty cool. So you're kind of based all around the country?
I'm based in Dublin.
Okay.
But some of the projects I do are all around the place.
Very nice. And where are you from?
I'm from Dunleary.
From Dunleary.
And have you ever been to Cork?
I have, yeah.
It's great, isn't it? Just had to get that one in there. It's nearly my last show.
Michaela,
thanks, Michaela.
Welcome on.
Great answer, Michaela. You won the grand.
Welcome on into the tricky 10, Michaela. Basically, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess anyway. Now, if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Niall Horan's show at the Three Arena this November. Plus, if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. Now, the thing is, Michaela, this is our last game of the week, okay? We're not going to play the Tricky 10 tomorrow. So you could top the leaderboard today and win those tickets, okay? Cuiva is currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 5 in 55 seconds. If you beat that, you have got yourself tickets to see Niall Horan's show at the Three Arena this November, all right? Sound good?
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
The best of luck. Podrick's going to ask your questions and count you in. We're rooting for you, Michaela. You got this.
Okay, Michaela, are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, let's go. David Beckham famously wore what number shirt for Manchester United?
7.
How many stomach compartments does a cow have?
4.
If you flip the number 9 upside down, what number do you get?
6.
April Fool's Day falls on what number date in April?
1.
Miley Cyrus has released how many solo studio albums as Miley Cyrus?
5.
What is 10 minus 7 minus 1?
2.
The Barbie movie starring Margot Robbie was released in the year 2020 what?
3.
How many letters are there in the word jalapeno?
9.
When they were first formed, how many members were in the band Westlife?
4.
And how many legs does a crab normally have if you include the front legs with the claws on them?
6.
Stop the clock. What kind of question is that last one?
That was like a tongue, that was like a tongue twister.
How many legs does a crab normally have if you include the front legs with the claws?
Now, no pressure, environmental scientist, but if you get that one wrong, P45.
All right, Michaela, how do you think you did?
I think I did okay, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you had a score of 5 to beat. Let's see if you did it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah! Michaela, congratulations. A score of 6 out of 10. Fantastic score. And you have topped that leaderboard. Michaela, let's go through really quick those questions you didn't get correct. Miley Cyrus has released how many solo studio albums as Miley Cyrus? You said 5. The answer was 9. How many letters are there in the word jalapeno? You said 9. The answer is just 8. When they first formed, how many members were there in the band Westlife? You said 4, but it was 5. And how many legs does a crab normally have if you include the front legs with the claws on them? You said 6. The answer is 10. I would have said 6 as well. You are off to see Niall Horan at the Three Arena this November.
Woohoo!
Are you a fan?
I used to be a One Direction fan and he was my favourite. Oh, so yeah. I'll jump back on that wagon.
Good. He'd have to be.
Yeah. His new album will be out and you'll be loving it.
Yeah, and Podrick has something to tell you about Niall Horan.
Do you know, I don't know if you know this about me, Michaela, but I'm quite often mistaken for Niall Horan.
Really?
Yeah.
He looks exactly like
Check out my Instagram, Podrick_WMC, and you'll understand why.
Yeah, just don't look that up, because you'll be awful disappointed. Michaela, congratulations.
Congrats, Michaela.
You're all have a fantastic weekend.
Bye, Michaela.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Ah, congratulations.
I'm so glad that I didn't mispronounce jalapeno. I was going to say jalapeno, but I was like, I better not.
See the accent on the N?
Yeah.
In Spanish, they call that the ñe.
Okay, so, yeah.
Jalapeño.
I noticed that you said it differently to me.
Jalapeño.
Yeah.
Jalapeño. So, you did...
Spicy.
So you did get it wrong.
I did get it wrong.
Yeah, I did get it wrong. Yeah, I suppose you
did. But she knew.
You didn't say jalapeno.
Did she get it right?
Yeah, she didn't get it right.
Oh, maybe
because of your...
Maybe it was my fault. Damn you, Michaela.
Okay, we don't play the Tricky 10 tomorrow. We are not here on Monday for it, but we will play it for you on Tuesday morning. You want to register early, Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087711103. Get yourself a grand or some gig tickets if you top the leaderboard next week. Yesterday. Baby,
let's go. April Fool's Day.
And it was so much crack.
It was good crack. It sounded great, Dave. I have to give you credit where credit is due.
If you don't know and if you missed it, basically it was April Fool's Day. But it was a show where Padraig said he couldn't come in because he had a massage. So he couldn't come in yesterday. So myself, Dave Moore from Today FM and Dave Duke did a radio show together. Dave Duke is from iRadio. And we just did a full 3-hour breakfast show and it was the most fun ever.
Did you get a lot of people asking whether it was an April Fool's Day prank?
Yes, a lot of people.
A lot of people were on to me being like, I know you're going to be on in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, honestly, I am off. I'm getting a massage. Like, honestly, right? But there was a part of yesterday's show where producer Callum had set up 3 callers,
yes.
Right? And yourself and the other 2 Daves had to try and elicit a bit of conversation from these callers to see if these callers were actually called Dave or not.
Yeah, so
right?
This is how the game went.
All right.
Now, I feel like... Are you putting on a voice, Player 3?
No.
Where are you from?
Ballyforma.
Where?
That wasn't even a word.
What postcode is
Ballyforma? Ballyforma.
What postcode is Ballyforma in?
Well, I live in Fingus now.
Where would you go 11. On holidays?
It is 11.
Carmelino's bleeding rapid.
Player 3, we think you're a Dave. Please reveal your name.
Dave, you hardly thought now you were going to do the show without me this morning, did you?
Ah!
It's Padraig.
When I say I was so shocked it was you.
I got you good.
We had 2 players beforehand and we were guessing. We were like, yeah, we think you're Dave. And they were like, yeah, I'm a Dave. Or no, we don't think you're Dave. And they were like, oh, I am a Dave.
Yeah.
And then I was like, right, 3 for 3. Producer Callum has definitely lined up 3 Daves. And
it was
me. You.
I know, I got you good. And you know what? I thought you had me a few times because the first question was, are you putting on a voice? Which I clearly was. Right? And actually, it was about 7:20 in the morning and I hadn't told my housemates that I was doing it. So one of my housemates ran down the stairs and I opened my door and I was just like, put my hand up to stop him. And I was like, he thought the house was being broken into by a man called Dave.
Oh my God.
Right? So anyway, I was up the walls. It was the most stressful day I've had because producer Callum had asked me if I would do it and I obviously said yes,
yeah.
But I'm not really good at accents, so I was under pressure. So I was told, no, have a backstory. I didn't know what way it was going to go. I actually thought that you were going to ask me my name and I was going to have to give you my name, right?
Okay.
So anyway, I spent the whole day on Tuesday doing character development, right? When I say all day, and I was taking videos on my phone, and the idea would be that when I woke up yesterday morning, I could just listen back to the videos and try and get back into character
straight away, right? Yeah,
yeah. So I'm going to take you through some of the clips and the character development, right? So first of all, it was the greeting. Now, bear in mind, I realised very quickly that I had to choose a word with as little syllables as possible, right? Because the more syllables in the word, the more likely I was that I was going to mess it up, right? Oh, so, take a listen to my greetings.
Keep it down low. All right, lads. Morning. 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 Morning, lads.
That's good. The morning lads have the kind of Dublin rasp to it.
And what you can tell as well is that these are all different times of the day, right?
Yeah.
So the first clip there is actually one of the last clips that I had done. And I say, keep it down low, because I'm reminding myself to bring my voice down a few octaves, right? So the next clip then, right? So then I was like, okay, I'm going to have to practice saying my name, Dave. So I was like, I'm going to have to give good full government name and I'm going to have to be able to say it with chest and give it gusto so that they think that it's my actual name. This is me coming up with my name, right?
My name is Dave Jones. Dave, my name is Dave Jones. But it's like James Bond except Dave Jones.
I know where the James Bond thing came
I
from.
I love this.
And I didn't even get to use it, right? So then I decided, right, I was going to be from Ballymun. But I had to make it believable. So to challenge myself, I said, I'll give myself a wife. My wife is going to be from Cabra. Okay?
I'm from Ballymun, but my wife made me move to Cabra.
Right?
It's funny because on the thing you said Ballyferma.
I'm Ballyferma, but this is the other thing. I didn't actually, halfway through the day, I changed where I was going to be from, right? So I was going at Ballymun, then I changed it to Finglas.
From Finglas, but my wife, she made me move to Cabra. From Finglas. Finglas.
I love the last one there.
My family would love
Figless,
your
Figless, right? So I didn't know what happened during the day, but obviously it changed where I was going to be from, right? So then, I don't know why did Ballyfermot on the call, but anyway, that doesn't matter. So I knew there was going to be lad banter because the 3 days are going to be here. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to get in on some lad banter here now, yeah. Right? So I just started doing some like generic lad banter that I could probably get away with if you ask me any question.
You know, happy wife, happy life, lads. What? Isn't it right, lads? Happy wife, happy life. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love my what plan- you think straight people are like. Straight lads walk around going, yeah, happy life, happy life.
That was
what?
It, like. And then I was like, if they ask me anything, I can at least be like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Right. Yup, bro.
Yup, yup, bro. That's exactly what I was doing, right? So then as well, I knew that I had to come up with a job because I knew you were going to try and ask me questions. Never ask me questions. He asked me where I was going on holidays. Like, I was not planned, right? But I wanted to be a painter, but I couldn't say painter in a Dublin accent for some reason. So, this is what I came up with instead.
I don't paint pictures though. I paint the lines in the raw wood.
I don't know.
That's really good.
I don't know what. I was like, do you know what? One of the words that I can say best in a Dublin accent is rowed.
Rowed.
So I was just like, I'll just go with road. How can I get road in here? And I said, I'll paint the lines on the road.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Now,
fantastic.
You completely threw me because when I did say Ballyfermot, you asked me the postal district and I was like, this one has got me. He's got me. I was so angry. And then you asked me where I went on holidays and I picked the longest name in Spain.
Torremolinos.
With the, and I think I added a few syllables in there as well.
Torremolinos. But then you didn't even say the thing about Torremolinos.
No.
You said Bleeding Rapid.
I said Bleeding.
When is it supposed to be?
Tropic.
Gonna be Tropic.
It's gonna be Tropic. I went full Nidge.
Oh my God.
Now if there's a Love Hate remake, they're never gonna cast me.
Can we try it again real quick?
Which one do you want?
I just kind of want to. Do you know what? I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions in a sec.
Okay.
So we get back into character.
Okay, give me a sec.
Get back into character there.
Alright,
I think it's Sonny Federa. Rough Michael. Mordrick has been trying to perfect his North Dublin accent because we did something on the show yesterday where he had to surprise us and give us a North Dublin accent. I thought we'd get back into character there, Padraig. Pretend that we're back on the phone. Morning, how are you, player three?
Morning.
Are you putting on a fake accent, no?
No.
Where are you from?
Finglas.
What do you do for work?
I'm a painter.
What's your favourite movie?
You can't go off script. I can't. I haven't practiced that answer. You can't go off script. It's not fair.
Can you not say something really short?
I'm just thinking of long ones. I was going to say The War of the Buttons. It's too car.
You're so good. It's a girly quiz. Makeup and hair and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy. Oh, welcome on into the girly quiz. Do you know singing that is Keane DeCrow?
Is that who it is?
Also from Cork.
I was just about to say, you beat me to it. I have you well trained, don't I?
Very well
yeah,
trained.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew it happened.
This is the girly quiz. This is where usually Emma and Fiona ask me 3 quiz questions about girly things, girly knowledge. But the fact that Emma's on holiday and Fiona's on maternity leave, I decided, right, I'm going to take off a couple of weeks of the girly quiz. Let's see how Padraig does. Now, you have been doing incredibly well.
I have.
3 questions. You've answered them all basically correct. You have needed your lifelines on some occasions.
I've used the phone female quite often. Yeah. I've also used yours, but it's been brutal.
So the lifelines include Ask Me, Ask Dave, and the other lifeline is your phone a female. Now this morning on the phone is Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Morning.
All right, Jackie. Where is it that your expertise lie? Is it in health, beauty, body parts? Because those are the 3 things that I associate with women.
Most of them, to be fair.
Yeah.
Would you be an expert in all of those now, Jackie?
I won't go far as expert, but I'd be decent.
There's a small bit of pressure on your shoulders now because this is my last girly quiz and I've won the last 2, so I'm going for the hat trick.
He wants the 3 for 3.
And if you steer me wrong, it's not a good look. It's not a good look.
So you're kind of a Jackie of all trades, if you will.
Hey! I bet she's heard that one before.
I've used that every single week. This is just the first time this is actually called, the one's called Jackie. It works. All right, Jackie, stay there. I'm sure Padraig will need you at some point. Now, as I know it's the Easter break, and kids are probably not in the car, probably not going anywhere, but just in case, we will give you a little bit of a warning. Maybe keep your hand on the dial if you've, you know, conversations you haven't had and there's kids listening. And as I always say, if there is kids listening and your parents are cool enough to let you listen to the girly quiz, do not ask them questions afterwards. Deal?
Deal.
Now, Emma Nolan, who is currently in Thailand living it up, has left us some questions for Padraig. Are you ready for question one?
I'm born ready.
Here we go. Over to Emma Nolan.
Why might a woman download the app Flow Health?
Emma Nolan's first question to you is, why might a woman download the app Flow Health?
Flow Help.
Let's have a listen again.
Why might a woman download the app Flow Health?
Health.
Health. Okay. I thought it was Flow Help. Right. So, I am friends with lots of girls who have lots of apps for lots of different things.
Mm.
Right? And it's mad what the woman's body does, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking flow. I've heard people talking about their flow. Sometimes they're heavy flows, sometimes they're not so heavy flows. You know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to say it's something to do with your period. Mm-hmm. But bear with me here. I think it's to track the cycle to know when your period is coming so you can plan in advance. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what you'd be planning.
Give us a really specific answer, and then.
But it's vague at the same time. Is it to track your period cycle, flow?
Period cycle flow.
Yeah, your period, your flowing cycle.
Final answer.
Final answer.
It's over to Emma Nolan.
That's known as a really good app for tracking the menstrual cycles, periods, and ovulation.
Yeah,
I was looking for the word menstrual. I couldn't think of it.
One of my favourite chocolates.
Yeah, same here. I love a good menstrual. If anyone's listening, I'd love a menstrual Easter egg. Please.
Oh, it's just lads banter
yeah,
up in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Emma would hate
what
this.
Have I become?
All right, let's move on. Question two. And you still have two lifelines remaining. You still have Ask
Well,
Dave.
I would say one and a half again, Dave, you know?
Ask Dave, and you have your phone female as Jackie. Okay. All right. Over to Emma Nolan for question two.
If a woman needs to take an emergency contraceptive pill, why might she need a second in the same day?
Two of them? I believe they cost a fortune.
Do they?
I don't know. I've heard people giving out about it, like... You know?
I've heard people talk about how...
I've never had to take one.
I've heard people talk about how kind of under the spotlight they're put when they have to go get one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, that needs to...
Yeah.
You know, as a feminist, I think that needs to change.
I agree. Up them and all.
Yeah.
I would never have believed that you would have had to have two.
Mm.
That seems like unnecessary.
Let's listen to it again.
If a woman needs to take an emergency contraceptive pill, why might she need a second in the same day?
I have no idea.
Interesting.
I never heard of anyone having to take two. Is it just to double your chances or lack thereof? Bring Jackie in.
Jackie.
Phone a female. Jackie, right. Come in. I need your help.
Jackie, good morning. You got 30 seconds on the clock. And Padraig has a very... specific question for you, and the question is this:
if a woman needs to take an emergency contraceptive pill, why might she need a second in the same day?
Now, Jackie, I don't need to know, like from personal experience, I just need to know in general. What do you reckon?
In general, if they get sick after they take their first one, they have to take a second one.
Makes total sense, because if you get sick the first time, it mightn't go in.
Yeah.
You might get sick it up, is what I'm saying. Yeah, that makes Jackie,
exactly.
You're a legend.
All right.
She really is a Jackie of all trades.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
It's over to Emma.
She said
Nolan.
It with chest.
She said it with chest. Just remember, the question was this.
If a woman needs to take an emergency contraceptive pill, why might she need a second in the same day?
You're saying?
It's in case she gets sick.
Let's go over to Emma Nolan with the answer.
This is if she vomits too soon after taking the pill or has diarrhea.
Yes!
Jackie, you absolute icon. Legend moment. You deserve it.
Thanks.
€100 Just Eat voucher on the way to you, Jackie. Congratulations. Well
Thanks
done.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much,
Have
Jackie.
Have a great day. Good luck.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye, Jackie.
Wow.
Easiest I love Jackie.
€100 voucher she'll ever win.
Like, in fairness, that was difficult. I would have lost that. I would have lost the million in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for that one.
Now, don't worry. You still have Ask Dave.
Well, you wonder why I left it the last one. Right, go on.
Over to Emma Nolan for question three. This will be in total on the Girly Quiz, Padraig's 9th question. Will it be 9 for 9? He has won the last two Girly Quiz questions, Girly Quizzes. Will he get 3 for 3? Question three on Padraig's final Girly Quiz. Is this?
The fallopian tubes connect the ovaries to which other part of the female reproductive system?
All right, we heard a bit of a groan.
Just, I'm not good with the anatomy of a female.
Okay, let's have a listen again.
The fallopian tubes connect the ovaries to which other part of the female reproductive system?
The fallopian tube connects... What is it? The ovaries?
The fallopian tubes connect the ovaries to which other part of the female reproductive system?
Right. So the fallopian tube connects the ovaries to... Now, I have an idea.
Okay.
But am I just naming any part of the vagina? You know what I mean? I'm not totally sure. Could you tell me what you think?
Okay.
And then I'll say if I think I have the same answer.
Okay. So this was the question.
The fallopian tubes connect the ovaries to which other part of the female reproductive system?
Did you do biology?
I did, but I failed it.
Oh, fantastic. That's perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. That's exactly why I don't ask you things.
I got an E.
Do they even give out E's?
No, they're not anymore. No. They're all H's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I got
that's
an
to
E.
Make people like you feel better. Because you're dumb. Come on.
Okay, so, question three. The fallopian tubes connection to... What was it again?
The fallopian tubes connect the ovaries to which other part ovaries. Of the female reproductive system?
I think what I've written down... Is it uterus?
I would have said the uterus as well. I would have said the uterus because the eggs come from the fallopian tubes, mm-hmm. and then the baby grows in the uterus.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
I don't know. But does the baby not grow in the womb?
You've completely thrown me now. So does it connect it to the womb? I wonder.
I've written down two answers.
You can't write two.
Uterus.
But you said uterus. You. This see. There's a lot writing on this now. This is 9 out of 9. Right? Mm-hmm. You said uterus. I have also written down uterus on my sheet of paper.
Okay, well then.
So do we just lock it in?
I think we lock
okay,
it in.
Okay, final answer, uterus.
This was the question.
The fallopian tubes connect the ovaries to which other part of the female reproductive system?
You said uterus. Over to Emma Nolan with the answer.
The answer there we're looking for is the uterus.
Yeah. Nine out of nine.
He's gone and done it.
Has anyone ever done that before? Certainly
no.
Not you, David
not
Hammond.
Not me ever.
I just want you to just take a listen to Emma's answer again.
Okay.
The answer there we're looking for is the uterus, also known as the womb.
Oh! We would have been correct.
We would have been correct either way.
Oh my God.
Do you know what? We doubt ourselves.
Yeah.
We know way more about women than we think.
We are fantastic.
We are fantastic.
Well done. Well done.
Up them and all.
That's fantastic.
David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, 9:02. Welcome to Thursday. This is Fully Charged. Dave and Padraig are hanging out with you. What's going on?
Good morning.
I got my bloods done yesterday.
Thank God for that, because I've been listening to that for the last 3 weeks.
Listen, the thing you got to know about me is I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, and also I feel like I get sick a lot easier than most people, and I go on about it a lot more than most people.
It was the biggest case of man flu I have ever encountered.
There's nothing that triggers me more than the word and term man flu. I'm like, you don't know what I'm experiencing.
I feel like all your friends, your family and your girlfriend are rejoicing at the fact that I'm calling you out here, right here,
no,
right
they
now.
They all call me out every time I do
good,
it.
Good.
But I went and got the bloods done yesterday because I feel like I have been complaining a lot lately about, I don't know, just everything. Just like I've been really
and it wasn't
low
not
energy.
Even just your health.
Yeah.
The whole place.
Really low energy and really just not feeling good at all. So I had to get the bloods done and I'm not good with getting my bloods done.
Are you not?
At all.
Needles and stuff, not
no,
for you?
Not for me at all.
I'm like, not a bother.
Which is so funny because I donated platelets a couple of
I like saw this year, in your story yeah
a year ago I had a bad reaction so I'm not able to do it anymore but if you
good,
are
good you for you
definitely be able to you should go and check it out
but convenient enough
yeah I know honestly I would do it again
yeah
but I'm not allowed
okay
unfortunately but yesterday was because I donated
because you're a boss
yes exactly yesterday because I donated platelets and before like a year ago it was the easiest blood test I'd ever done in my entire life.
Really?
I just played Mario on my phone while he put the needle in my thing.
Yeah.
And not a bother on me.
Whereas like if it's me and they're doing it, they're like, do you want to look away? I'm like, absolutely not. Let me examine.
What?
Oh, I love watching
it. Oh my God,
yeah.
You freak.
I'm like, I'll pick the vein for you.
Ah,
yeah.
You're
yeah.
disgusting.
Sorry.
Moving on.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
This was yesterday.
Baby, let's go. April Fool's Day.
All right, the whole thing about this was that Padraig said he couldn't do April 1st, so I said to Spider-Man I was going to put on the best damn show ever. And I was going to do it on April Fool's Day. and call it April Fool's Dave. I was going to do a show with myself, Dave Hammond from Spin. I was going to do it with Dave Moore from Today FM, and I was going to do it with Dave Duke from iRadio. Three Daves on the radio for a full breakfast show. It was a lot of fun. You can catch up on the podcast, Fully Charged Recharge, wherever you get your podcasts. The thing is, Dave Moore from Today FM had to go at 9 o'clock because his show starts at 9 o'clock. But what he did was he invited myself and Dave Duke in to do his show at 10 o'clock at the game he does in a show called Music Master.
Right.
This is one of my favourite games on radio. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's basically just a music quiz. But you never really know when, like, it could be him humming it, it could be him just giving you clues and things like that. He kind of gave us a little bit of everything yesterday on Music Master. So myself and Dave Duke took it on. And I want to talk you through it, right? Because this was very, very tough and a lot of pressure. And there was a lot of pressure from the start straight away because Dave Moore said this to his listeners, who he still wanted to win a prize, even though his listeners weren't playing. It was myself and Dave playing.
On behalf of the listener.
On behalf of the listener.
Okay.
He said this.
So the way you're going to win today is by choosing which one of these two Daves you think will emerge victorious.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm. So no. You will either be Team Dave D, which is Dave Duke, or Team Dave H, which is Dave Hammond. You must decide now.
So they had to text in and say, oh, I think it's Dave Duke's going to get it. Oh, I think Dave... I'd say Dave Duke got 99% of the text.
I was just going to say, I would love to know.
I don't... Was there anyone? I didn't want to know, but I'd imagine probably no one voted for me. But we were off to a good start. Dave Moore asked my first question on Music Master, and I thought, this is off to a good start.
Who is the lead singer of the Foo Fighters?
Dave Grohl.
Correct.
Good start.
Yeah, that's a strong start.
I was happy. Dave Duke was asked, David Gilmour is the guitarist of which classic rock band? He said Metallica, but it was Pink Floyd.
Right? I wouldn't have got that. And the only rock band I know is Black Sabbath.
So the scores were 1-0 to David H.
Gotcha.
Okay. Then it was the humming round where Dave Moore basically hums a tune. Now, can you guess this?
Do you know? Do you know what that reminds me of?
Go on.
You know, if you were kidnapped and they have your mouth sellotape shut, they're like, how am I going to get out of here?
I was listening to this game live in the office yesterday, and one, first of all, really liked that idea for that round. I'm going to steal it for this show.
Yeah.
I'm going to do humming. And second, I was screaming. Screaming, how do you not know that
it's
song?
It's so difficult in the moment.
No!
It's so difficult.
Straight away.
I guessed it was There Goes My Hero by the Foo Fighters. Shocking, I was wrong.
That's desperate.
It was You Too.
Even I would have known that one.
With or without you.
Without you.
No, I should.
I'll give him one thing.
I'll
give him one thing. He's got great pitch.
He does, in fairness.
Or Dave Moore.
Then Dave Duke got his one wrong as well. He said Bieber, Love Yourself, but it was Wild Youth and Making Me Dance, and the main singer is called David. So you're starting to see the theme here.
Yeah.
That every question was either a David or a Dave.
Where's the David you two?
Apparently the Edge's real name is David.
Yeah. Really? I would have thought it was The Edge.
There you go. The Edge.
You just ruined it for everybody.
Spoiler.
Mr. The Edge.
So we both got that round wrong. So it was still 1-0 to Dave H. Me, right? Then I was asked a very simple question and I was buzzing.
Question for you, Dave H. David Bowie said we could be what just for one day?
We could be heroes. Just for one day.
That was an easy question.
It was an easy question.
It was very easy, and I was very, very happy with that. But then Dave Duke was also asked a very simple question. Who sang Babylon and Sail Away? And he said David Gray, and got it correct. The score is now 2-1 to Dave H. Me. Right. So my next question was three clues about a person, a birth year, a birthplace, and a lyric. And I thought, yeah, simple enough.
The year is 1981. The place is Southampton. And the lyric is, took her for a drink on Tuesday.
That is a one, Craig David.
Doesn't even need the 10 seconds.
That was class.
I was very happy.
Yeah.
The score is now being 3-2 to Dave H. Very happy with that, right? Because Dave Duke then had a question as well, and he got it right. So now the score is 3-2. I then got a very, very tough question, and I don't think any of yous would have been able to answer this.
Psycho Killer was a mega hit for Talking Heads. Who is their lead singer?
D. Dave.
Full stop.
Talking Heads. Dave Wentz.
Dave Wentz is incorrect. The correct answer was David Byrne.
Yeah.
David Byrne.
David Byrne, fun fact, is the fella that sings that Everybody Hates Ned Flanders song.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. On the Simpsons.
Everybody in the USA
hates their stupid neighbor.
He's Flanders and he's really, really late.
Funny you say that. What's his name? Dave what?
David Byrne.
David Byrne, that was the name I was going to go for my alter ego.
Oh, really?
Yeah. but it was too difficult.
Then Dave Duke got asked a very tough question too. Scores being 3-2 to me. But he got it right, making the scores 3-3. He was asking about a band, Van Halen. Obviously, we all know, but he got the question correct. And it went to sudden death. The scores 3-3. And this was the question.
Mr. Davies was the lead guitarist in the Kinks. What was his first name?
Was it Edgar?
No.
Jonathan.
I mean, I don't want to say you didn't know.
These are idiots.
What is the recurring theme in this game? Is it David Davids? His name is David. Dave H, you are today's winner. I mean, talk about stumbling over the finish line.
I did Fully Charged Proud and I won Music Master. And every single time I got the question correct, I was like, okay, just remember the theme. The theme is obviously every answer is David or Dave or something to do with Dave or David. And every single time it was my question, I forgot that.
I couldn't believe, I was listening to it at home, I couldn't believe my ears. I wanted to smack the radio off the counter. I was like, is this fella for real?
See, when he said Mr. Davies, I was like, Edgar Davies. And I was like, that's a name, right? And then I was like, no, maybe that's Edgar Davids I'm thinking of, the old Juventus player. I didn't, yeah. It wasn't a great showing, but I still won. I did Fully Charged Proud, kind of. Actually, no, I didn't.
I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't say so. I took it upon myself last night to start Celebrity X on the Beach.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate the fact you did this because it means I don't have to do it.
I knew you'd hate it.
I just couldn't.
And I'm going to tell you something.
I couldn't do it with the cringe, but I'm glad to be able to hear about it.
Well, I also hated it.
Okay.
So I downloaded Paramount Plus to watch it, right?
Oh my God.
Got a free trial. Watched it, immediately cancelled the free trial. Like, there's no way I'm going on to the second episode, right? I'll watch a few clips if I need to.
You're not going on to the second episode?
No, not a hope. Not a hope. I don't have enough time in my life now, to actually waste time on this program.
Explain why you went
so,
to do this.
So basically, right, Celebrity X on the Beach, it's confusing because there's a lot of shows that are very similar. Mm. For people who might be confused, it's the one where your exes come onto the island that you're on throughout the show. They arrive out of the sea as if they've swam from Essex to Tenerife.
Yeah.
Right? It's so...
They still do that.
So stupid, ridiculous. Right? And there's a couple of people in it that you'll know. Not many. But people might recognise Toby from Love Island. He's been on Love Island 4 times.
Yes.
Freddie from Love is Blind. Very handsome guy. He's a funeral director and it was really like odd that he was a funeral director.
Okay.
Helen Flanagan from Corrie, who's Rosie Webster. I know you won't know her. But Rosie Webster.
She was also in I'm a Celeb.
And then Danny from Towie's there. Curtis Pritchard, it's not a spoiler because he's all over the promo for it, is going into this.
Oh, for
right?
God's sake.
That man must just fly from film set to film set.
Yeah, honestly.
And from Love Island to other like love dating programs. Take a hint, Curtis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not going to work.
Anyway, the main reason that I did download it and the star of the show was John from Jedward, right?
This is a different level of plan from the producers. Be like, right, who do we get? We could get Maura Higgins. No, you're fired. Oh, will we get, I don't know, will we get someone mad? Like maybe Toby from Love Island. No, you're fired.
No.
John from John and Edward. Yeah, hired.
Perfect.
Well done.
Get him in, right?
Savage.
Let me tell you, as predicted, he was like a square peg in a round hole,
oh,
right?
God.
He walks in. God.
Did he come out of the sea?
No, he didn't come out of the sea. He came in with some other, I was going to say islanders, but whatever you want to call them, right?
He's the kind of person who come out of the sand.
They're all coming in their ASOS collabs, you know what I mean? He comes in sequence, like red sequence. He looks like he's going to perform at Eurovision. I think it might have been the same costume that he performed in, just without the shoulder pads.
If I was on a reality TV show and John Grimes showed up, I'd be fuming because I'd instantly be like, right, this is a joke. One, because he's going to get all the attention and all the views.
And let me tell you, he was getting
getting the, they were fangirling over him. Now, I wouldn't say they were thirsting over him.
No.
But they were definitely fangirling over him, right? And it was kind of odd watching him being like, hey, I'm John, and not hearing, and I'm Edward.
And I'm Edward.
Do you know what I mean? It was a bit jarring, but we got into it, right? And in the first episode, there was like the Tablet of Terror, right? And that's what they use to like send messages. It's kind of like, I got a text in Love Island, right? And the girls were told that they were going to decide who they wanted to go on a date with first,
okay,
right? So they kind of had this deliberation, but we didn't really see. Helen Flanagan actually went straight out and sat with at the table with John.
No way.
Yeah. It was odd.
Congratulations, John.
I've seen
so
more.
John Grimes and Helen and Flanagan.
Helen Flanagan. I never would have thought so. There was more chemistry between my pen and paper than there was between the two of them. There was like everyone's like flirty. Helen's like, yeah, I have three kids. I'd like another one. John was like, do you want to go upstairs? I was like, no, John. Right? He's feeding her raspberries. It was just iconic. But there's also a moment where they're all like chilling out during the day. Like they're in Tenerife.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a proper like Love Island-esque villa, right? And they're all there in their bikinis and their trunks and they're all wearing no clothes. John is wearing a pair of jeans. Right? Like full length jeans, blue jeans, a pair of like white socks, black runners and a t-shirt. And he's rocking around the villa and I'm like, this.
And you don't want to watch episode two.
No, well, do you know what? Now that I'm recounting it, it's way better in my head, right? And he gets a lot of airtime, right? Because they obviously bring in the exes. And one of the exes that come in, it's a girl called Izzy. She's one of these serial people that's been on all the shows as well.
Okay.
His name is Rogan. He's like a Chippendale.
Right.
He's like 120 kg of just muscle, right? And then John starts going at him. He's going for it. He's getting the airtime and he's giving across. I think the exes are meant to be the villains.
Okay, you know what is he saying to him?
He's just giving it all mouth to him. It was like, look, it was like watching a chihuahua giving out to a pit bull.
There's no one I wouldn't want to go up against and it's either of the Jed.
I'm telling you, do you know what? It's worth watching the first episode for him and him alone. They need to put him on. If they put that man on an island in Tenerife and left him by himself, he'd be entertaining.
He would.
It's just fantastic, but also trash.
Yeah.
And I love it.
This is 1 Second at the Cinema. It's where we play you a tiny little snippet of a movie. You have to guess the entire movie based on that tiny little snippet. It's been this today.
I don't know.
One of my favourite movies.
I don't know if I know it or if I've watched this movie before.
I'd say there's not a chance in hell you could have managed to get through life without seeing this
movie. But I think it's a substantial clip. So I'm like, if I have seen it...
Mm.
I think I'd recognise it because it's almost a full sentence.
I get what you mean, yeah.
I don't know.
If you think you know, send them in a WhatsApp to 0877111038. Lauren, here is the clip.
I don't know.
What is that movie?
I'm thinking it's Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, a great movie with Adam Sandler.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, it does sound like Adam Sandler.
It does sound like Adam Sandler. A good guess, though, Lauren. Thank you for
ringing
out.
I know, it has to be something Adam Sandler.
Interesting. I wonder, is it? All right, Lauren, thanks so much for your guess. Have a great
day. Thank you.
Good luck. All right, Chelsea's also on. Chelsea, this is the clip.
I don't know.
What is that movie?
The Ringer.
The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't thought about that movie in ages.
All right, let's check.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Chelsea.
Great guess, though, Chelsea. Thank you for ruling it out.
No problem.
Have a great day.
You too, bye.
This is tough. This is a tough one. And I know Callum said he was going to choose an easy one this week. I thought it was pretty easy. I got it straight away, but I feel like maybe I don't do anything else bar watch movies.
Yeah, I see that for you.
Yeah, it's just kind of a me thing. If you think you know, cinema and a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. Win yourself tickets to the cinema. But maybe Carl knows. Carl, this is the clip.
I don't know.
What is that movie, do you think?
Anchorman.
Anchorman. Who would be saying it in Anchorman?
Steve
Carell, or Brick, as he's known in Anchorman. Do you know what the full sentence would be?
I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know
what we're yelling about. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right, let's check.
I don't know what we're yelling about. Loud noises.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, Carl. Well done.
Congrats, Carl.
IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
What a movie. Have a great day, Carl. Good luck.
You too.
Bye, bye, bye. So,
what's worse about
Anchorman.
That? What's worse about that is I watched it last weekend.
No.
I watched it last Sunday.
It's such a famous line. I don't know what we're yelling about. But the other one was, I can see it now. I love Lamp.
I love Lamp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a movie.
What a movie.
Ah, oh, fantastic. So, have you seen Anchorman 2?
I don't think I've seen Anchorman 2.
That's actually quite good.
Is it? Because usually they're never that good afterwards.
I know. The sequel, like the one that comes years later, is actually all right. It's funny enough.
I might do that this weekend, so.
I would recommend. So, that was it. It was Anchorman. Congratulations to Carl. 4 IMC Cinema Passes on the way to him. Would you potentially come up with the movie for next week? Would you think we'd guess for movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I go niche? No.
I don't know. No. Niche if you want. Like.
I don't think I've ever watched a niche movie, to be honest. I'm very mainstream.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
A bit bland.
You'd be picking Madagascar.
Yeah, something like that.
Fantastic.
Something we've all seen. I'll keep it nice and easy. I won't be here, so I don't care.
Yeah, that's true, actually. On it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.